supporting your community. Radio Wales.
So we're in the middle of Volunteers Week, a week to celebrate all that's great about volunteering. So we're joined on the line by Sangeeta Singhalia. She's a voluntary services lead here at the Ashford and St Peter's NHS Foundation Trust. Morning, Sangeeta.
Morning, John.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Really well. Excited about the Volunteers Tea Party tomorrow.
Yes, this is like a combination of Volunteers Week at the Ashford and St Peter's Trust. So 400 volunteers across the Trust.
Absolutely, yes. We're very lucky, actually. Really amazing volunteers on our team. And we're always recruiting more. I'm at that Trust induction today at Ashford, where we have three prospective volunteers being inducted as we speak.
Oh, amazing. Wow.
Good stuff. Really good stuff.
So people are coming into the Trust to volunteer. What sort of things are they doing? What sort of roles are being done here?
At the moment, we're really pushing for dementia care volunteers. We really want to hone in on those areas at the moment. And that's our all main drive, to get as many as possible. We also recruit for hospital guides, mealtime support, pharmacy volunteers, everything and anything, really valuable people to work with. So, all across the board.
So lots of opportunities to get involved across the Trust and volunteer within the hospital. And I suppose it's you're sort of working with the medical staff within the hospital, and it allows more sort of patient contact, I suppose. And the volunteers have got the time to chat to people in the wards and such like.
Absolutely. That's something that we have identified as quite lacking in some of the wards, because it's such a busy environment, and we find that patients are being not ignored, really, but just being left alone, and it gets quite lonely in a hospital environment. We've recently working alongside Swan Ward with Sarah Tierman, and she's introduced lunch clubs on Thursdays on the ward, where she gets patients to sit around a dining table and have lunch with all the other patients.
And that's in the ward.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That is amazing. That's brilliant. Just little things like that, you know.
It goes a long way.
It does, definitely. And I know you've introduced the Adopt a Grandparent initiative as well. Tell me about that.
So the Adopt a Grandparent is the staff volunteers, where we're recruiting staff to become volunteers in their spare time, to take some time out of their day to talk to patients on the elderly care wards, really. Care of the elderly wards, actually. Give them some company, talk to them, read a book with them, maybe tell them about what's happening in the news. Some of the patients don't have a lot of interaction when they are at home or in nursing homes. But one of our doctors, Dr. Chris Marshall, identified a need that patients do need that conversation, do need some company. And that's where the Adopt a Grandparent scheme was born, really, from that idea.
Oh, I love that. Such a great idea. And just giving somebody that maybe in hospital, you know, as you say, a lonely place, a strange environment, maybe not a lot of visitors come in, just to give them that kind of company.
Absolutely, yeah. Really helpful. It goes a long way. I know I keep saying that to you, but we get such great feedback from visitors of the patients to say, oh, you know, my father or my mother have said what a great time they had at lunchtime. And that's a big deal, because they're being spoken with and they're having a conversation and talking to other patients.
Yes, being treated like a human, I suppose, as well.
Yes,
rather than just a number on a sheet somewhere.
So, that's
just remarkable, and it's brilliant that, you know, and particularly staff volunteering to do extra in their spare time as well.
Yeah, we are very lucky with the little group that we have. We're always looking for more staff volunteers.
And I know you had a recruitment drive at the Elmsley Centre in Staines recently.
We did, yes. That was quite interesting. We were very lucky to have the Mayor of Selborne come along as well to support us. And we recently held some awards at Royal Holloway University for the Runnymede and Selborne volunteers for 2017, where many of our Ashford and St Peter's volunteers were nominated for numerous awards, including your good selves at Radio A.
Yes, yes, I know. Thank you for putting us forward for that.
Absolute pleasure.
But so, Volunteers Week this week, you mentioned the tea party tomorrow, but what's sort of been happening this week just to recognise the volunteers who are in the Trust?
What I've been doing, actually, is making sure that people are aware of what volunteers actually do. So I'm putting out little bulletins of a volunteer, how they became a volunteer, what do they like about volunteering, etc. We've showcased Lara, who's one of the Radio A DJs. Mm-hmm. We've showcased Peter Joly recently, and we were showcasing you as well, John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm really really pushing it out there on social media and everywhere to make people aware what volunteers actually do and what they look like.
Mm, and it is amazing when you sort of meet the volunteers. I mean, we're all volunteers here at Radio Way, as you know, yeah. Sangeeta. And, yeah. You know, we've got people that have been volunteering here at Radio Way for 40, in some cases, 50 years,
yes,
which is
absolutely.
Just
absolute dedication. Yes, it's fantastic. We have one volunteer, works in ITU, who trained as a nurse at St. Peter's Hospital. And that was in 1961.
Gosh.
So she's an amazing volunteer, and I've got a big piece about this lady coming out soon. But pretty amazing stuff.
Mm. And so, as you mentioned, lots of volunteer opportunities across the trust. And you're looking for dementia, swan ward, and the eye care unit, was it? Particularly?
Yes, eye ward, Ashford, we definitely need some companions. Some just volunteers to hold people's hands when they're having their surgery, etc., because it can be quite daunting.
Mm.
Pharmacy, we need some volunteers to work in the prescribing area in main reception and pharmacy, helping the team take out all the medication to the ward so that patients aren't left for a long time without their meds, and that will actually increase a quicker turnaround for discharge as well. So it's all connected with patient experience. It's all about the patient, how we will run volunteer service as well. So it's just getting the right volunteer and the right team.
Yes, and your job, the volunteer services lead, how long have you worked for the Ashford St. Peter's NHS Trust?
I've been with the Trust around 13 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So the volunteer services lead role I've been doing for 2 years, and I thoroughly enjoy it. It really feels like I'm making an impact within the service at on some level, at least, anyway.
And I think that's the thing, you know, you sort of go to work and you know that what you're doing is helping, you're helping the volunteers and, in effect, helping to make a difference.
Absolutely, that's the whole...
Job satisfaction.
That's it. Yes, absolutely right, yeah.
So the tea party tomorrow then, we're all looking forward to that. Lots of baking going on today, I would imagine.
I'm hoping so, yes. We've got some amazing staff bakers creating some showstoppers for the event tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it. And they will be judged. There'll be prizes for the top three prizes will be for the cakes.
Okay.
If that makes any sense, so I'm garbling at you now.
No, that's fine. No, it's if you had me on the word cake there. I'm definitely going to try and get down there. Brilliant. So if people may be listening, they're interested in volunteering within the Trust, how do they find out and how do they get in touch with you?
They would just need to contact me via the email address or pop into the PALS office at St. Peter's Hospital.
Okay, that's just up by the sort of the main entrance,
main
isn't
reception,
it?
Main reception, yes, absolutely.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you for talking to us on the programme today.
My pleasure.
It's great, isn't it, just to celebrate the volunteers that really make things tick around the Trust.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you very much. That's Sangeeta. Okay. Thank you. Bye, Sangeeta. That's Sangeeta Zagaria. She is the Volunteers Services Lead here at the Ashford and St Peter's NHS Foundation Trust, celebrating all that's great about volunteering.